For the cover Purim cotton, we have an Amud cotton. I see you're in rare form today. Okay. Shemara asked, on Rabba, Machlokas Rabba and Rav Chisda, whether Tamid Shetzilaso Docha Shabbos, what's it called, if the Evarim that you were makriv on Friday, you can be makriv on Shabbos, what was left over. Evarim or Pedorim, that you weren't makriv on Friday, or not. And if it was Tameh, you brought the carbon Tameh Betuma, can you be makriv the Evarim Betuma? So Rabba holds Docha Satuma, but it's not Docha Shabbos. You could bring the Evarim Upadarim Bituma, but you can't bring them on Shabbos. And Rav Chisda holds just the opposite. It's Docha Shabbos and it's not Docha Tuma. So Abaye asked on both of them, what's Manashoch? Right? We learn from the same Pasuk that it's Docha Shabbos and Docha Tuma. So if it's Docha Shabbos, it should be Docha Tuma. If it's Docha Tuma, Docha Shabbos, where's the reason to Mechale? So Amar Lei, Lo Lididi Kasha, Lo Rav Chisda Kasha. So Rabba told Abaya, it's not a kasha on me or Rav Chisda. I'll answer Rav Chisda, I'll answer myself. Lo Lididi Lo Kasha, Sofo Tchilasa. Tuma de Tchilasa, Bar Mitra, Tuma Hu, Sofo Gami Dachi. Shabbos de Tchilasa, La Bar Mitra, Shabbos Hu, Sofa Nami Lo Dachi. Right? You're talking about Friday's Korban HaTamid. So if Friday's Korban HaTamid was Tameh, you bring it, the Tumah. So the Tchilaso is Docha Tumah. And therefore, Sofa Docha Tumah. If it's what's it called, you have to bring the Evarim Upadarim, so you bring them the Tumah. But Friday's Korban HaTamid could not have been Docha Shabbos. You couldn't have possibly been brought Friday's Korban HaTamid on Shabbos. So Tchilasa was not Docha Shabbos. Now you have the aftermath of Friday's Korban Tamid. It's also not Docha Shabbos. That's the pshat in Rabba. Rashi. Tuma de Tchilasa. Ma Tchilasa bar Midche Tumahu. In Ein Kohen Tar, Lizor Tamuf. There wouldn't have been a Kohen Tamar to be, Kohen Tar, to be Zorit Adam on Friday. So you bring it to Tumah. So then, Menela, you bring the Evarim Upadarim also the Tumah. But Shabbos, the Tchilas of the Tumah, the Erev Shabbos, Labra Mitri Shabbos, Friday's Korban HaTamid is not Docha Shabbos, Shari Bein Harbayim Nishchat, because it's brought Bein Harbayim, the Dam Nitzel B'Shkiah Sachama. And it's impossible to shecht it on Shabbos for Friday, because once Shkiah comes, it's possible to be Zorik the Dam, so the Shkita had to be before Shkia. And the Zrika had to be before Shkia. So it's impossible to bring Friday's Korban HaTamid on Shabbos, the Chlal. Right, the, okay, I was just thinking, I don't know if anybody speaks about this, but from here, Lechora should be a Raya, that if you're Makabel Shabbos early, either it's not Deraisa, or it's only a Din of a Nether. And it's not Mamish Shabbos. Because if you could be Makabel Shabbos before Shkia, right, then you could Lechara bring the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim on Shabbos. It would also be Docha Shabbos. Because you could nice to bring it Legabe Korbanos, it's still before Shkia. And Legabe Kedusha Shabbos, it's Shabbos. For the person, the Kohen who was Makabelit. And yet he could bring it probably, what's it called, during that time. Elamai, it's not really Shabbos. Right, just the Gavaya Neder for him. Or it's not Minat Torah. But if it would be Minat Torah, be Mamash Shabbos, then there would be a way to bring the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim B'Tchilaso on Shabbos. Right, B'Kedusha Shabbos at least. I don't know. Okay, it's something to think about. Right, Rav Chisda Lokasha. So that Rab explained himself. Now Rav Chisda. Why Shabbos is different than Tumah. Rav Chisda Lokasha, Sofo Tchilaso Lesva. He doesn't hold it as far of Sofo Tchilaso. So what does he hold? Tuma d'tchuya hi b'tzibur Shabbos, the hutra hi b'tzibur sofa nami dochi. Tuma d'tchuya hi b'tzibur tchilasol d'ikr kapara dochi sofa v'lav ikr kapara lo dochi. But Chizda holds, there's a difference in Shabbos and Tuma. We learn that the ikr korban hatamid is doche Tuma and Shabbos, but it's doche a different way. Tuma is only d'chuya b'tzibur. Shabbos is hutra b'tzibur. Shabbos is hutra, therefore the beginning and the end of the korban are docha Shabbos. But tumah is only dechuya, only the beginning, which is the ikur kapar is docha, not the evarim upadarim. Rashi Shabbos, dechuya yivetzibur, bekoshi hutra. We learn in the sugya of dechuya or hutra, it's only bekoshi hutra. V'chol kama de'efshir madri na tahorim. We always look to see to do it b'tahara if you can. Okay. Itmar. Hanachabe eish machta u'menorah. The halacha is that if you put out a coal on the mizbeach from the fire of mizbeach, you're over nisa. Right? Eish mizbeach lo sichbe, not allowed to put it out. What if you put out one of the coals that you separated for the eish that's going to go into the machta for the what's it called, the ketores, or the eish that's going to go for the menorah? Is that still called eish mizbeach lo sichbe, or it's not eish mizbeach anymore? It's Eish HaMachta, it's Eish HaMenorah. Abaya Omer Chayev, Rav Omer Potter. Abaya says you're Chayev, still called Eish HaMizbeach, and Rav says you're Potter. Versus the Kav, you're Barosh HaMizbeach, the Kulei Amalo Pligei the Chayev. If that coal is still on the top of the Mizbeach, you haven't taken it off yet for the Tzorech or the Menorah or the Machta, then everybody holds you Chayev. It's still called Eish HaMizbeach. Ki Pligei the Achsei Ha'ara, the Kav. The machlokas is where you took it off the mizbeach, and there you can put it out. Abaya omer chayev eish hamizbeachu. Abaya says you're chayev, it's still called eish hamizbeach, because it had been eish hamizbeach. Rav omer potter, kivan de natka natka. And Rav holds your potter, since you took it off the mizbeach, and you took it off for the sake of another mitzvah, it's not eish hamizbeach anymore. Versus Elohada, Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Hamori Gachelus Mial Gabe Amizbeach, Vekiba Chayit. Well, that which of Nachman said, the name of Rabba Baravua. If you take a coal off the Mizbeach and you put it out, you Chayit. Kiman, Kabaya. Does that only go according to Abaya? Because we see that, Rava held that if you take it off the Mizbeach, for the sake of the Machta, the Menorah, you're Potter if you put it out. So let's say the same thing over here, since it's off the Mizbeach. But it says, no, if he will take a karaba. Hasam, mo intik with mitzvasa, hocha intik ala mitzvasa. If he took it off, stam, not for any other purpose, just stam to take it off, it's still Eish HaMizbeach. Everybody holds your chayah. But if you took it off in the tzorech of the machta and the menorah, then, since you took it off the Mizbeach, and it's for another mitzvah, it's not called Eish HaMizbeach anymore. Rashi. Hamechabe eish machto menorah la'achar shechosod dicholim mamachto ola menorah kivan. After you shoveled off coals and separated them on the mizbeach from the machto the menorah and you put them out, are they still called eish mizbeach or not? Intik l'mitzvasa chay mishum losachabe. Intik l'mitzvasa l'shum menorah ulamachto v'sulo korinam be eish mizbeach. Right, it was separated for another mitzvah, not for the mizbeach. Now it's going for the menorah and the machta, so it's not called eish hamizbeach. So the first lashon says, as long as it's still up on the mizbeach, it definitely yuchayev according to everybody, because even though you separated for a different mitzvah, the machta is still called eish hamizbeach, still up there. The machlokas is only where you took it off the mizbeach and for another mitzvah, but everybody holds if you took it off the mizbeach, not for any specific mitzvah, then it's still called Eish HaMizbeach, even though it's not up there. If you have to have two milas, it's off the Mizbeach, and it's a separate mitzvah, then Rava holds that you're not chay. Ikad de Amrei, second Lashon. The ox, the ara, uvekav yeh, the kuleyam lo pligi de potter. It's the opposite. If you took it off the Mizbeach, right, and you put it out, everybody holds your potter. Even a bayah. Ki plige de kavi baroshes of mizbeach. The machlokas is only where it's still on top of the mizbeach, but it was separated for a different mitzvah. Then abay omer chayev eishem mizbeachu, still called eishem mizbeach because you didn't take it off the top of the mizbeach. Rav omer potter kiva de natka natka. Rav holds your potter Because Lamaisa, since you separated it for another mitzvah, it's not called Eisha Mizbeach, even though it's on the Mizbeach. This which Rav Nachman said, that if you take a coal off the Mizbeach and you put it out, you're chayiv. Kiman, lo kabayiv, look, according to this lash, it doesn't go like a bay or a rubber. Because once it's off the Mizbeach, you put it out, everybody holds your potter. So Rav says, no, that's only when you took it off the Mizbeach for another mitzvah. But if you took it off the Mizbeach stam, and it's only made to go back on the Mizbeach, Hashem lo intik l'mitzvasa, hocha intik l'mitzvasa. The Tosfos says, the kasha from before, when you take the machta, and you take, every day, four saw, what's it called, and you kav, what's it called, four kavim into three. You have a kav left over, or two kav left over. So it's what's it called, it says, what do you do with the ones that fell on the floor? You put it into the amma. The amma pashas is water. So you're putting it out. L'chora, even though it was off the Mizbeach, according to the first Lashon, Abaya would hold the, what's it called, the Yuchayev Kibui, and this is the Raisa. How do you put it into the water? So, Tosfos a few terutzim over here. One is, it's not water. The Amma over there was a special place, and you let it burn out. Or you only put it into the Amma after it went out by itself, after it was totally extinguished. Or, Tosfos says, the only Isser is where it's only to go back on the Mizbeach. Right, but over here, it was scattered, it wasn't omed anymore to go back on the Mizbeach. It was omed to be thrown away. Memela, everybody holds that it's what to call, that it's not, that you're not chayiv on kibbutz, it's okay to be mechabed. In this Tosfos, though, this is something interesting. He brings down that Rabbeinu Tam was meshiv laharav Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. One of the few times in Shas, for surely, and even amongst Rishonim, that any of the Rishonim had two names. Most of them only had one name, and here is one an exception to the rule where there's a Rishon who had two names, Yaakov Yisrael. Hadron Alech Torah Bechalti, Hadron Alech Torah Bechalti, Hadron Alech Torah Bechalti.